I don't know if, like me this morning, you listen to various programs and you listen to Sunday, for example, or you listen to the BBC News. And you will hear that the United Reformed Church at its General Assembly this morning, probably about now, will be taking a significant vote on whether or not gay people will be allowed to marry within the confines of the United Reformed Church. I text Roberta Rominger, who is the ex-General Secretary, whom I know very well, to say that you and I will be thinking of them this morning as we gather in our small corner. And we hope, therefore, that the guidance of the Holy Spirit, whatever that may be, will guide our assembly and obviously guide us this morning. I made a phone call to Pam this last week. She's in charge of the pulpit supply, I understand. Is Pam here this morning? She's still not here. We're going to get worried, aren't we, now, Rosemary? Yes. Well, Pam was the person who... I'm trying to put it delicately. Well, she tried to get me to take a service here, and I don't know if you know, I am supposed to be retired, and to say no is something that retired ministers have a right to say. And I've had to say that from time to time all round. But she was insistent. She was a bit like the parable, you know? The person who kept going and trying to wake the sleeping, not that I was sleeping, but it's the sleeping person in the house to get up and give them what they wanted. To the point that when she and I eventually spoke, my wife said, "There's somebody from Christchurch wanting to speak to you again," she again asked if I were willing to come to preach this morning. I have to tell you, we're talking about being shamed into something. I was shamed into not saying to her, "Sorry, I'm not coming." And that's why you've got me this morning. But one of the things she did also give me was her telephone number so I could pass on some of the hymns to her, or all of the hymns to her. And I understand through Rosemary, as she rang me on Thursday evening, that poor Pam didn't understand what I said. I'm hoping this morning that you won't be in the same position. That you will understand this Scotsman, born in Glasgow, about to be cut off from the United Kingdom by some idiot. I'm pleased to be able to tell you that my family in Scotland know how they're going to vote, and they still want to belong to the United Kingdom. And I want to tell you, in fact, that a neighbor of mine I was talking to the other day, she said, "You know, Bert, I do a lot of quilting." I said, "Oh, I know that. Beautiful thing she does." She said, "Well, I've decided I've got some Union Jacks, and I'm going to do a string of them to hang up near to the referendum day." Well, I'm usually against hanging anything up in our avenue, because they're either supporting England, which is an absolute waste of time. We have got some poor soul across the road, diagonally, who actually puts up the St. Andrew's flag. You know, the one like that. So I take it she's Scottish. But I have declined from doing any of that at all until this time. So I shall be sporting a row of Union Jacks. I wanted to tell you English. That's where I'm coming from. Otherwise, I don't want to be stoned. Not that way, anyway. Thank you for listening to that burb.